let's do the thing.
I hit record now. What was your pickup line, Mike?
Want to come watch wrestling?
On my TV, my giant monitor?
My giant computer monitor?
It's just a screen embedded in his dick.
Yeah, a screen there wouldn't get that good a reception.
Welcome to number 39, he said, quickly changing the subject. This is Room Full of Nerd Stuff. You probably know Mike and I from the semi-popular YouTube series Super Sentai Single Shots.
Or JC Baggy and No Dice Mike play Mortal Kombat, which I am winning all the games.
I haven't put together this week's episode yet. I mean, yes, I have. It was it showed up on YouTube like 6 hours ago.
It went up this morning, stupid. God.
I'm sorry. Goddamn. Didn't mean to kayfabe y'all.
God.
By the way, did you go pick up your Best of Sting DVD yet?
God, no.
Oh, God, no. I bought the DVD copy.
I know you wanted it because it's got the screw up on it.
Yeah, well, at first I was like, that's kind of a silly production error, but no big deal. And then the company that produced it, I can't remember if we talked about this last week or not. The Best of Sting DVD has a production error. One of the pictures on the back is not technically Sting. It's the fake Sting from the NWO.
Yeah, I think we did touch on that.
Yeah, the company that produced the DVD did say this week that they are going to do a second printing, and the second printing will be corrected.
Yeah, so now it's going to be like a rare first edition, blah, 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 I don't care.
It's $20. I picked it up. I wasn't going to at first because the pitfall WWE has fallen into here is now I'm like, well, I don't need to buy that DVD. It's going to be on the network.
Yeah. I saw that earlier today when they were like, hey, this Friday after SmackDown, we're going to air some of the matches on Best of Sting. Well, then that saves me a trip to Best Buy, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, like, they've got all of their, like, really good documentaries are up on the network already.
Mm-hmm.
And before then, they were on Netflix. They must not want me to buy DVDs from them. Real quick, too, while we're on the subject of wrestling, touching on something we did talk about last week, because we're a professional podcast, and we do things like follow-ups.
Yes, we do. What are we following up on? I forgot.
we had mentioned last week the Divas title. The Total Divas cast members were not allowed to have it, supposedly. The article I'd read this on was just... made it out like somebody just kind of dropped this off camera while they were in it, blah, 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 whatever. I did not realize that's not accurate.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually mentioned on Chris Jericho's podcast, of all things.
I must have missed that episode.
The September 12th episode with Brie Bella, Eva Marie, and Cameron showing up to plug Total Divas. Cameron was the one that mentioned, we're not allowed to hold the title.
Maybe she's not allowed to hold the title.
Yeah. What I'm hearing, though, now, and this makes sense from a production standpoint, the reason Vince won't allow it has nothing to do with the fact that it will make people suddenly realize that Total Divas is completely fake. Oh, no, what?
Phone going off.
That's Vince McMahon calling to silence you.
Anyway, continue.
Okay. I have expected you to just start a phone call.
No, it's just...
But it's because the production time on Total Divas is like 7 months behind what's airing on Raw.
Mm-hmm.
And so if they did any title changes, it would confuse the audience.
But they have no problem breaking up a tag team and then airing like the reason for that breakup 6 or 7 months later.
Meanwhile, Tyson Kidd and Natalya have been having marital troubles for like 2 years now.
Yeah.
By the way, that Tyson Kidd thing on Raw.
I did see you be like, why is he even out there?
If you could give me a reason for like why he's there to begin with.
It's like, yeah, I can understand that Natty's upset because she wants him to pay attention to the match, but really, he has no purpose being out there, so why is she even upset?
God.
It's not her match, it was Rosa's match.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, now who wasn't playing on Twitter on their phone during that match?
The storyline I think we're supposed to believe is that Tyson and Natty are mentoring Rosa, but no. That being said, I am grateful for that match because Layla.
Mm-hmm.
God damn.
Easy.
Layla, if you're listening to this.
I saw her first.
I'm really calm down, AJ Mark. God damn.
No fair. She was mine first.
And And also, while I'm on the subject of things mentioned on Twitter, I did see where you had watched the latest Super Mega Force.
Yes.
And you were kind of baffled that the legendary powers got weaker or something.
Just because it's one of those things that they do in kid shows. Like
Yeah.
the Ghostbusters and real Ghostbusters, suddenly their packs run out of energy after a while.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a thing. That's never been
They
a
did.
thing.
They established that in like the first episode of Super Mega Force.
Did they?
It is stupid. Yeah.
Because I don't recall them ever mentioning it, and they haven't mentioned it since.
They mentioned it, and then through like a few episodes, Chori would be like, "Oh, our powers are getting weaker. We gotta go back to just regular
Because
legendary
I know that they would
cats."
get like just hit and kind of go back to regular suits, the
To
Gokaiger suits, but that's like that's been happening in
vanilla.
Power Rangers forever.
Yeah. That being said, it was a mechanic that was much better used in Gokaiger when they just didn't address it at all.
It just didn't happen. Why did
I
they
would
change
love.
costumes? Because they're all kind of frenetic idiots and they got bored. Let's use these ones. Why? Because.
I would love to see the budget for Super Mega Force and see how much money they're just blowing by still using those Mega Force costumes
Oh, God.
for like 2 seconds an episode. Oh my God, now that we've morphed, we should put on these other suits.
Even though it's been established that they can go directly into the super mode,
Yeah.
like they can completely bypass the first Megaforce suits.
I like to imagine they just paid a lot of money for that Mega Force footage. They're like, no, we're gonna fucking get our use out of this.
But that's the thing, it's like somebody's been comparing the footage to Gokaiger footage.
They're refilming like every
Yeah.
episode, the entirety of the episode.
Like the one where Noah was like had to become the super swordsmith that what's
Yeah.
his name was, Joe.
Yeah.
And it's like they reshot scene for scene every human thing.
Oh my God. I remember that. Well, I mean, they did the same thing with this past episode. Except for they had to, they couldn't. I guess they didn't want to pay for any of the Dino Thunder guys to show up, so they had to have Emma go make wind gusts for kites.
Yeah.
Which really paints her in a very special light. Guys, I know that like the world is in danger and people are dying, but this kite.
This kid is sad because he can't fly a kite. You don't understand, guys. Of course,
This is
the
what
least
happened.
believable thing in that episode was that she told Orion to kiss her and he hesitated.
He's an alien, to his credit.
He's still a guy.
Is he?
As far as we know.
Is he?
It's like no
Is.
human or no male human or otherwise would hesitate
I'm
that
just
long on it.
gonna throw this out here. Troy seems awfully happy when Orion is around. I'm just throwing this out there. I'm just saying. Didn't want to kiss Emma. Very happy around Troy. Works in a yogurt shop. I'm just throwing this out here.
What's wrong with working in a yogurt shop?
I'm not supposing anything. I'm just saying Ernie looks like maybe he should have a security detail on him. I'm just saying maybe not allowed to live close to some areas of Angel Grove. I'm just saying. I mean, it doesn't matter because those areas are going to be destroyed and rebuilt as something different. But I'm just saying,
I don't think they're in Angel Grove.
whatever fucking town, coast something. I can't remember. It's Angel Grove. I don't care what the fuck they call it. It's Angel Grove.
Every city
There's
that Power Rangers is Angel Grove. It's every.
a school and a bar run by a guy named Ernie. It's fucking Angel Grove.
What about Lost Galaxy when they were on the space station? It's Angel Grove. Just.
Even Power Rangers in space, where do they hang out? Fucking Ernie's. Space Angel Grove.
Yeah, but that was in space. That wasn't Lost Galaxy.
I know.
Different shows.
Get your lore straight, noobs.
Jesus. Anyway, yeah.
I just realized there's not a Bulk and Skull analog on Super Mega Force. There's no comic relief, unless you count Jake and his kind of creepy stalker crush.
I think, yeah, him just kind of being the clumsy oaf that he kind of is
Yeah.
supposed to be the comic relief. And we've got Tensu. We
Oh,
got him
right.
getting drunk and wandering through the city.
It's a very different devil. Tensu got blackout drunk and got mistaken for a
No,
suitcase.
Mike, he got hit by lightning. Fuck that. He got drunk.
Oh, no. Oh my god.
Still don't know how he got from the command center to the city because he's not overly mobile and there's a lot of rocks on the way there.
Maybe, I mean, like, maybe not Angel Grove just has, like, a weird layout. Like, there's a beach and some mountains, and then immediately there's a mall.
Well, if they're filming it in Australia, that's exactly how it is.
That's what it
It's like
is.
miles of field and wilderness. You go over a hill, a fucking metropolis.
That's why Tommy has not shown up yet. He's going to like show up and just look exhausted. But do you fucking know how long a flight it is here, guys? I'm so happy to see land.
It's only 14 hours. It's not that bad.
It's not like New Zealand. I mean, they're basically the same place, but
New Zealand is closer to us than.
Mike, what have you been up to this past week?
Let's not get into
That's a
that.
vote of confidence. But it's October,
Let's
Mike.
not get into that. Oh yeah, it
But
is October.
it's October. It's October 3rd at 6 p.m.
Which means that I have started doing my 31 Power Ranger villains.
That is correct. I saw your October 1st one, which was King Sphinx, and your October 2nd one. I'm trying to remember what it was.
Well, let me just bring up the list real quick, brother.
Well, I mean, I'm sure.
The second one was Ironite from Lost Galaxy.
That's right. I remember that. Incredible. I thought the shading was a little spotty at best, but it looked good otherwise.
Hey, my shading was spot on. You don't shade.
This is great because now tonight when you're drawing it, you're going to be like, fucking shading. It's got to be perfect. I mean,
No, I'm not. I'm probably not going to draw it until tomorrow, and I'm going to whip it up in 5 minutes and put it on DeviantArt and say, "Here you go, fuckers. I'm giving you this for free."
mouth breathers. Go visit Mike's DeviantArt and like his Power Ranger. You've done this past 2 years, haven't you?
Three.
Three. Ooh.
Yes, this will be my fourth year, I believe, doing this.
I mean, which means he's like another, you're like another 10 years away from running out of monsters.
Yeah. Good thing there'll be another 10 years of shows.
So you think.
I'm pretty sure. We've already got another two seasons, like, booked, so.
Yeah. Another 2 seasons, but. Oh my god.
Dinosaurs and super more dinosaurs.
I spent my week cleaning out my wardrobe so I could go eat at Hulk Hogan's restaurant without being kicked out.
Without being perceived as urban.
Without being, you know what's funny about that? You read the actual dress code,
Yeah,
right?
you had to get rid of all your camo shorts and sleeveless shirts and pretty
Basically,
much everything that Hulk Hogan wears.
that dress code is designed to keep John Cena out of that restaurant. That's what this is. This is a ploy for a title match. John Cena, brother, you want to eat at the Hulkster's restaurant? You gotta give the Hulkster a match for that there belt.
Except John Cena's not the champion.
Give it time. Give it time.
What they gotta do is put the belt back on Cena so that he's a 16-time champion and then have Ric Flair, his real last match, to see who the real man is.
I imagine, like, Flair loses. And then he just kind of like, the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark with the skeleton. That happens to Ric Flair. Just turns to dust and crumbles. And Charlotte's like, oh. And this is all taking place like in the like tomb area too from Raiders of the Lost Ark. And then Vince is like, he chose poorly. And that's how I would do Ric Flair of the Last Temple. Or I'm thinking Last Crusade, but I'm saying Raiders
You're
of the Lost Ark.
mixing up all of your Indiana Jones references.
I'm thinking Last Crusade, but I'm saying Raiders of the Lost Ark. Could have been worse. Could have said, you know that scene with the aliens in Kingdom of the Crystal Skull? It's like that. Cena pins Ric Flair, and then this like the fucking floor of the arena opens up, and there's 16 CM Punks sitting in a circle.
They all float up and go back to space and form a giant Colt Cabana constellation.
By the way, something else on Raw too. They're plugging Austin's podcast lately. And DDP's getting around, I guess, because he did Austin's podcast this week. I have no interest in listening to that interview because I listened to the Colt Cabana one, and I can't imagine Austin did a better interview with DDP than that one.
I still haven't heard the Colt one.
It was a really good interview because it was stories like I've heard all the Diamond Dallas Page at 35 years old became the oldest rookie in WCW, blah blah blah. But it was a lot of him talking about his life before wrestling, like in his 20s, his early 30s, and how he got into wrestling, and how he met Jake Roberts in the first when he was like in his late 20s and things like that. So, really good interview. I've never listened to Austin's podcast. I've only listened to Colt Cabana's, actually.
I have Colt's, Austin's, both of Austin's, because he does the uncensored one. Chris Jericho and Jim Ross's.
I don't really have any interest in listening to Austin or Jericho do interviews.
Austin can be a little frustrating sometimes because he likes to interject
right
into everything.
Right.
So he's always interrupting the guests. Jericho's podcast, I got to skip about the first half hour of every show because he just rambles about nothing and then gets to the interview.
That sounds about right for Jericho.
What's even worse is that someone got him a cowbell.
Oh.
And so he'll, like, go off on these jags where he's banging this cowbell and doing, like, a guitar sound with his mouth, and he'll do an entire fucking song. It's like, okay, maybe 30 seconds of that is funny, but no, he does it for, like, 3 or 4 minutes.
No. Yeah. Scenarios like that are why I have no interest in listening to an Austin or Jericho podcast. I feel like Ross's would probably be interesting if I was more interested in that side of wrestling. I feel like he's going to have a very kind of technical and professional and kind of in-depth talk about wrestling.
I mean, all the shows have had some really good guests on there and have had some really good guests on there. Like Jericho had Triple H, which was really good.
Yeah.
And Batista. I was surprised at how good those interviews were as well.
I remember I've read the highlights for the Batista interview.
And then like Jim Ross had Vince Russo on his, which was kind of interesting. I find like listening to Russo talk about wrestling now is really interesting to kind of see what everyone has been saying about him up till now and getting his take on it, because he's never really talked about it.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think they're worth listening to.
Go listen to them after you listen to our podcast.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought the Austin thing was funny with the, cause it's like a cross promotional thing with Austin,
because
WWE plugs his podcast and then, Austin plugs the WWE network on his show with the $9.99 match of the week or whatever.
Yeah. Which he used to just say, go to YouTube and watch this match.
Yeah. Well, then it tells people to get subscribed to the network,
yeah.
Which I know is the WWE trying to capture more network subs.
Of course.
I feel like the type of people who listen to Austin's podcast are the type of people who are already subscribed to the network, though.
Maybe, maybe not. Because he does also talk to a lot of people that are outside of wrestling.
Right.
And so it's like, it might just be that that Attitude Era fan that's grumpy about how it's all PG now, and I only want to listen to him talk to Mick Foley.
What do you mean? What do you mean the NWO ain't still around?
Which incarnation?
I'm not watching unless the BWO comes back.
I miss Blue Mania and his Daisy Dukes.
I have been watching Attitude Era, Monday Night War, which I'm really enjoying. Even though I have noticed, like, you had one episode, two episodes maybe, that was WCW was beating the shit out of WWF. And then, like, the four episodes since then have been, but here's how we kick their ass harder.
Yeah. I've been pointing that out, that it's like, I get that WWE won the war, so they get to write the history books, but WCW did some shit. I mean, I know it was majority NWO, and they did, like, two episodes covering that, but, I mean, they still had Sting, they're doing an episode now on the Cruiserweights, they had Goldberg, they did more than just NWO.
I feel like we're going to get the Sting and the Goldberg stuff towards the end. They're going to do all the episodes about how they kicked WCW's ass, and then they're going to have the WCW almost winning, and then they're going to do the one big finale that is the final Nitro.
Well, they already kind of touched on that in the Austin one.
I have not watched that one yet.
Because it was all about like how he was in WCW, Bischoff took over, didn't really see anything in Austin. Then his run in ECW and then in WWE, and how it's like with him getting pushed into that main event spot, the ratings were rising, but they were still favoring Nitro until just about the point when he won the title. And then it ends with like the last 10 minutes are like, but WCW tried to have their own Steve Austin and with Goldberg, but that didn't work and we still won. And then it ends with Vince saying, I own WCW.
Didn't
So already, like halfway through the series, they've already said, like, oh, they almost got us, but we won.
Didn't Goldberg technically debut first?
I don't think so.
September 22nd, 1997 was the match with Hugh Morris.
Yeah, but Austin won.
I know like Austin like debuted, but he wasn't like Stone Cold until like.
Yeah, because he did the promo, the Austin 316 promo in
Yeah.
96.
Yeah. Suck it, Smarks. That's the argument everybody always made, at least to me in like middle school. Goldberg's cooler. Goldberg debuted first. Steve Austin's ripping off Goldberg.
What
Which I
fucking
don't I
idiots
don't
did you go to school with?
a lot. Which I don't get that either. Steve Austin ripped off Goldberg. They both have goatees and black trunks.
No, Austin had the goatee and black trunks first and was always
That's a
told you can't market a guy with just wearing black trunks. And then he became the biggest name in professional wrestling, probably second to Hulk Hogan.
If only somebody would tell Vince McMahon that now.
No, damn it, they all need to be ballroom dancers and fucking knockoffs of forgetting Sarah Marshall characters and
Adam Morrison.
yeah. In his Muppet jacket.
That's why the Muppets have never reappeared on Raw. Adam Rose, as Leo Kruger, found them, killed them, skinned them, and made all that party attire.
I'm already done with the bunny.
Did you enjoy that mood whiplash there? They had Titus O'Neil in his weird like half suit coat thing. Cut that really great. They did that really great video about breast cancer and his grandmother, and it was really emotional
You mean
and
the same
touching.
video that they've been showing of him for the last 2 years?
Yeah,
Like they can't
so
bother cutting a new commercial for that?
they have him do that commercial that's very emotional and serious and shows a side of him you've never seen before, and then they have him get squashed by a bunny. Raise awareness, beat breast cancer, everybody.
But wrestling's fake. That's the real him, and now this is the character him. So,
Yeah,
because
yeah.
God forbid WWE try to like maintain some semblance of kayfabe within their own show, at least.
I mean, they expect us to believe that clearly White Bunny is going to be, shorter, thicker, Darren Young. I noticed the bunny wears gloves now, which doesn't help when they zoom in on him standing next to Jesse Jackson and he holds his arms up to dance and you can see his wrists. And he's still clearly in no possible way Darren Young. Never mind the fact that Darren Young doesn't hop around on the turnbuckles like that. Don't question it. It's totally Darren Young.
Well, the reason why they haven't revealed it yet is because they've been spending the last 3 months trying to get him to learn how to jump off the ropes like that.
That's really how he screwed up his leg. Darren, come here. We're gonna show you something cool.
Darren, I got one word for you. Bunny.
Oh, Mystery Man, I don't really think that. No. You're gonna love this. Oh my God. Let's see. I have other notes. We've gone through this really quick. It's been a very good podcast
So far.
so far. That'll fall apart. Did you hear about they're making a movie that I think you're gonna be a big fan of. I'm gonna read the cast list off for this movie.
Okay. Now, has this actually been
And
confirmed, or is this all like speculative bullshit? Like the
this is
all-female Ghostbusters movie that they're quote making.
they announced this voice cast today.
A voice cast?
It's an animated film. I think you're going to be a big fan of it.
Okay.
And they even released a screenshot, a promo shot. The voice cast includes Jason Sudeikis, Josh Gad, Danny McBride, Bill Hader, Maya Rudolph, and Peter Dinklage.
I only recognize a handful of those names.
Sudeikis was from he was in Horrible Bosses. Peter Dinklage, I'm sure you know who Peter
Yeah.
Dinklage is.
He's the midget that's in every fucking thing right now.
Josh Gad was a voice actor in Frozen. I don't know who he voiced in Frozen. There's some other like supporting names announced: Key and Peele's Keegan-Michael Key, Tony Hale. That's the only names on that list I recommend. Are you excited for the Angry Birds movie, Mike?
Oh God.
Are you not excited? Do
Oh.
you not feel that swell of joy in your face, in your heart, in your boner? Are you shitting your boner right now, Mike?
See, the problem is that I like the Angry Birds game.
Sent you a picture, Mike. Are you not shitting your boner right now?
I really like the game. I even like the Star Wars game. I didn't begrudge them releasing toys of the birds or the Star Wars birds, but oh.
I don't know why they felt the need to give them torsos. Mike, your thoughts?
Oh, they look awful.
No, Mike, use your words. Elaborate. How do you feel about this?
It looks bad.
Bad because it looks so awesome?
No, bad because it looks bad.
Because it looks
It
bad?
looks bad.
You feel like it looks bad?
I'm just saying this off this screenshot of these birds.
Movie comes out and it'd be like an Oscar winner, and it's bad. Bad.
Best animated movie, Angry Birds. Well, I just throw like every device I have that game on out the window.
Fun fact I was reading today, Angry Birds is quite possibly a ripoff of another game called Crush the Castle.
Well, I mean, I remember there being similar games like that.
Yeah.
It's just a sort of puzzle game, which it's like that's why it's entertaining. But it's not a fucking movie.
I think they do an animated cartoon series of some kind, and that I'm willing to give a pass, but
Maybe.
I very maybe. I don't see how you transform this into a goddamn movie though.
Unless it's gonna be just like one of those movies that it's like Planes or something, where it's just kind of something to pacify the kids. Here's bright colors and lights and things happening, so watch this for 2 hours while mommy and daddy go do something that they don't want you seeing.
Watch this with these headphones on. Oh my God. Yeah, July 2016. Are you we're gonna be there opening day,
No,
Mike.
go fuck yourself. I didn't go
We're
to
him.
Guardians of the Galaxy opening day. I'm certainly not gonna go see goddamn Angry Birds.
We're gonna devote a 2-hour podcast special to the dissection of the Angry Birds movie.
It's gonna be like the 2-hour dissection of fucking Man of Steel, where I didn't see it, and so it's just you screaming.
You still haven't seen Man of Steel either, have you?
No, I have no desire to see it.
Because of my 2-hour bitch rant about
No, I had no desire to see it before that because of the fucking Superman movie and fuck Superman.
That's Batman's job, sir. I mean, yeah, it's Batman's job.
And I'm not even. We've mentioned it a bunch of times that this, like, sequel to it is just the ham-fistiest way to try and make your own Avengers movie, DC.
It is kind of like a paint-by-numbers Avengers movie at this point, isn't it?
And it's like, it's not gonna work. They saw it work with Marvel and said, hey, we can do that. We have a bunch of characters and a team too, but it's not gonna work. Because at this point, it's just gonna look like a knockoff of what Marvel did and did well.
What do you mean look like? It is a knockoff of what Marvel did.
Well, I mean, like, if let's look at someone from outside of like the nerd bubble that doesn't really follow it like we do.
Yeah.
It's like they're gonna see this movie come out with a bunch of superheroes in it, and they're gonna say, that's the fucking Avengers. They already did that.
I get that all the time. I'm sure you have those people you talk to that aren't in the know, where they're like, "Oh man, is Batman going to show up in the Avengers?"
I
No,
have
that's
no
a
one in my life that's that out of the.
I have several people. I have to, and it's always so I'm like, "No, he can't do that." Why not? And then I'm like, "Well, let me explain this to you."
I mean.
So we can't have Superman and Captain America team up? No.
The worst I have, and it's not even that bad, is like when is like Wolverine gonna be in the Avengers or Spider-Man or something like that? And then I have to
That
explain the
one's.
movie rights bullshit to him,
Yeah.
but
Well.
like that one I can forgive because it's like they're Marvel characters, so certainly they would be in each other's movies, right?
Not until Marvel finishes destroying the X-Men and Fantastic Four comic franchises, so they won't be his lucrative. Give it time. When you go into a store in a few months and you can pick up the Uncanny Inhumans, you'll know they've done it.
It just I can sort of understand the X-Men franchise because it still makes
That's
Fox a bunch of money.
a lot of comic book money though that Marvel leaves on the table if they decide to axe or bury their X-Men line. They still put out 20 X-Men books a month,
Yeah.
even with killing Wolverine, because Wolverine dies next week, And then there's like a 7-month-long mini-series event about how his death is going to affect everybody in his life.
What?
Wolverine, dead Wolverine is still going to be the centerpiece of the Marvel Universe.
I didn't even hear about this. They're gonna
Yes.
kill Wolverine. Do we know? Like, have they just said, hey, we're gonna fucking kill Wolverine?
The book is titled Death of Wolverine, and everybody at Marvel has been like, no, for real, we're gonna do it. It'd be really stupid to like call the book Death of Wolverine and then not kill him.
Yeah, but you're also Marvel.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, guys.
It is again one of those things where I'm kind of going at everybody like, you know he's gonna be back, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know. Like, there's no way they're gonna like really kill Wolverine and they don't have like, yeah, he'll be back in a year. They have done it with characters who it would be more difficult to explain why they're still alive. They literally just pulled Nightcrawler out of heaven. Like, no, you come back. Superman just took a really deep nap. Remember?
Yeah,
You
he was just
know, the
napping.
death of Superman. He was just really tired. He's just really tired. And then he woke up and he was like, I'm well rested, but I'm really weak because I wasn't out drinking Sunny Delight Sunrays on the surface. So I gotta wear a black suit and I got a mullet. If Wolverine comes back with a mullet, I mean, he's not far from it now, but
How do you kill a character, though, that survived going into the sun?
are you referring to Superman or Wolverine? Because that could apply to either of those at this point.
Well, I'll just go with Wolverine.
The storyline of Wolverine right now is that he lost his healing factor about a year and a half ago, actually.
Okay. Again.
Again, but this time for really reals. Like, even Reed Richards can't figure it out, but he's stupid.
Maybe it's
Because
like
remember.
Iceman in House of M, where he just like happened to forget that he had mutant powers, and Emma Frost can be like, oh, let me dig into your brain and find that memory, and you'll do it again.
I love the Reed Richards is useless trope. Reed Richards can solve any problem. He can build a device that can make perfect toast, or he can build a device that will open a portal to the Nether Realm where you can meet the squid god of Planet X, but he can't cure cancer.
Nope.
Can't Reed Richards is like cancer? No, that's a tough one.
You know
Hang
what's
on,
been
let me go.
plaguing humanity for years, Reed? AIDS. How about you get on something that can fix that?
Hang on, let me get my radioactive family together and we'll see what's going on.
I can't cure AIDS. I'm too busy dealing with the Nether Squid God.
Marvel I Am for Hire. Those are the best Fantastic Four stories. I've just built a fucking portal to this dimension for no goddamn reason. Why, Reed? Science, fuck it.
I was
Whatever.
trying to make a machine for perfect toast and it opened up a portal to another dimension. Let's go.
I think I've cured cancer. Nope, just another portal. Wait, I'm positive this one's gonna work. Ah, shit. Want some toast?
Unfortunately, you say, hey, Marvel, I'm free to write for you, but they're shutting down Fantastic Four, so you won't have anything to write for.
Going back to Wolverine, though, let's also remember, do you remember Civil War? When Turbo blew Wolverine up down to like literally one cell and he just kind of regenerated from that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He flew into the sun. The sun.
Nope, totally dead now. Totally dead for reals. Totally dead. Not coming back ever.
This is like the argument that I had with somebody on Twitter about Girl Thor, and they were saying like what a positive thing it was and all that stuff. And I was like, yeah, too bad they're gonna change it back by Avengers. They're like, what do you mean? I'm like, Captain America died, brought him back right before Captain America. Spider-Man died, brought him back right before Spider-Man. They always return to status quo before the next
Yeah.
movie.
And X-Men Apocalypse is 2016, so
Yeah, we'll probably have a good year and a half, 2 years of dead Wolverine.
I was wrong. Death of Wolverine, the Logan Legacy, is gonna be bi-weekly. So you've got 3 issues in October, and then 2 issues in November and 2 issues in December. So but again, Wolverine is going to die and then continue to be the centerpiece of the Marvel Universe for 3 months.
Probably longer than that.
Probably longer
They'll
than
probably
that.
tie that into other books, being like, we gotta find out who killed Wolverine, and Reed's gonna be digging around trying to open up a portal to whatever hell he's in.
Oh, each issue is going to be about a different character, except for number one, it looks like. Issue number two, X-23.
Oh, good. So it's going to be how all of them are dealing with the loss of Wolverine.
Yeah. Issue number 3, Sabretooth. Number 4 is Lady Deathstrike. Number 5 is Dokken. By the way, Dokken's not dead.
Sabretooth should be just one page of him throwing a party.
But they had Sabretooth show up at right around the time Wolverine lost his healing factor. And he's like in a suit and he's kind of built back up to be this kind of like behind the scenes guy now who's been torturing Logan. And then you don't see him for a couple of months, and
What
then
if we've
last
got
month it
corporate Sabretooth?
Yeah.
He
And
took
then
off
you
his
don't.
mask and gave it to Stephanie McMahon and
Yes. Now he wrestles matches with Randy Orton every week. And then last week in Death of Wolverine number 2, you had him show up as a pet that Viper had, and she's like, he broke in and I caught him, so now I keep him chained up as a pet. And it's like, well, what the fuck? When did that happen?
So we went from corporate behind the scenes to snarling monster pet.
He went from corporate Sabretooth to the demon Sabretooth. Next month, he'll just be corporate
Viper put the
Sabretooth
mask back
again.
on. I can't control him, despite him doing everything that I tell him to do.
Wolverine's just up in Canada with Kitty Pryde. He can't feel his left arm. Kitty Pryde's gonna have like cat mode or something. Why won't people hire us to write things for them? God damn it, Wolverine. Just I would applaud them if like 5 years from now we all went, wait, Wolverine's still dead?
Yeah, what, huh? If when the movie comes out, within like 6 months on either side of the movie coming out, if Wolverine is not back.
So within like a year?
Well, it's like if they don't bring him back for the first 6 months before the movie, then I'm going to give him another 6 months after the movie to bring him back.
I mean, now they are talking about the movies going forward because the original X-Men class is, you know, aging.
Yeah.
They are talking about the movies going forward featuring the first class crew. And if that was the case, you could do an X-Men movie without Wolverine. Eventually they'll reintroduce him, but.
Well, they already had him in first class, and they could do a story without him, obviously, but
Yeah.
he's still like even before Age of Apocalypse, or not Age of Apocalypse, Days of Future Past, he was part of that universe.
Yeah. We'll see.
But nope, he'll be back. He'll be back around the time of the movie. Calling it. Book it, Gabe.
Calling it. Book it, Gabe. Who's Gabe?
Is it Gabe Sapolsky, who did Ring of Honor? That was his thing.
Sure. Book it, Gabe. That Gabe Sapolsky looks like fat Neil Gaiman.
I have to remember if that's who it was.
Like I'm looking at this picture and I'm like, that is fat Neil Gaiman.
Yeah,
is
and even
like
his Twitter is Book It Gabe.
this is like electrifying podcast right here. This guy looks like fat Neil Gaiman. Type, 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 type.
I had to remember if that was the guy that I was thinking of. Yes, Gabe Sapolsky.
Getting away from comics. I went to GameStop the other day.
No.
Picked up a bunch of cheap games. I got some good stuff cheap. We're at that like kind of great era where we're like right at the beginning of the next generation of gaming, so the previous generation of gaming is super fucking cheap.
Yeah.
But you also still have the generation of gaming before the previous generation of gaming. They have a huge rack of PS2 games. And none of them are in
Really?
a case. Yeah. Here's the kicker. None of them are in cases. They're all in sleeves.
Okay.
GameStop is getting rid of them. They're discontinuing PS2 stuff. Xbox Classic and GameCube is gone. PSP is going away as well. They're trying to get rid of their PS2 games. And I mean, we're talking like it's one of those big like tiered shelves. They have all of the discs are in sleeves. The discs are put in boxes. There's like six boxes on each shelf. We're talking maybe like 400 or 500 PS2 discs here.
Okay.
It's a shitload of PS2 discs. I'm like, I'm gonna go through here and I bet I can find some cool games for cheap. Mike, I shit you not, every single disc was a copy of either Guitar Hero, Rock Band, or SingStar. And then occasionally some like weird ass sports, like a fucking bull riding game for the PS2.
Gonna say you find those out of date, like Madden 2004.
I found a couple old Maddens. There were some old soccer titles, but like 99% of these games, Guitar Hero, Rock Band, or SingStar. You can't even buy the giant plastic instruments at GameStop anymore. Just all those discs, and they're just like fucking 75% off, two for the three for the. They're desperate to get rid of these things.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, they're not making any more of any of those games.
No, they're not. Which is weird. I thought that would be a franchise that would be around a lot longer. It was really kind of a flash in the pan.
Well, what killed it was licensing.
Licensing, yeah. Well, I mean, they kind of oversaturated the market very quickly, too.
But yeah, it's that they were making more games, and especially when they stopped doing the like really bad covers that kept me away from the first couple Guitar Heroes.
Yeah.
When they started getting like the actual band's music and even bands to like record new music for the games, then it became very expensive to make these games, and they weren't selling as much as they needed to make up for the rights, and
Yeah.
that's what killed them.
They're the only one I ever had was I had Rock Band on PS2. I gave that to somebody because then when I got a 360, I got Guitar Hero World Tour. And I have that, and I have, I think, one of the like Rock Band track packs. And that's all I ever got. They were fun games, and I would probably still play the shit out of them if they didn't take up so much space and I didn't have them like stuffed in the fucking closet right now. God damn, that whole setup took up so much
It
space.
did.
The drums alone. I mean, they were really nice setups, but and then especially if you like get all the stuff to like do it proper and for when you have company over to do multiplayer and Christ.
See, I had the drum set, but I had like one of the first Guitar Hero drum sets that had sensitivity issues.
Oh.
So as you would hit one drum, it would register that you hit like three others at the same time, and it was impossible to get a score on that thing.
I've
And
got the. What? Finish your thought.
they released a thing where you could send in saying, "Hey, my drum set's fucked up," and they would send you a tool to recalibrate it.
You fucking deal with this.
And I did not bother doing that, and eventually I just threw the fucking thing away.
I've got the World Tour pack, the first Guitar Hero that had the drum set.
Yeah.
So I've got the big three pads with the two cymbals and then the kick pad. The wire of the kick pad like falls apart. And it doesn't, it's not like the wire's exposed, but they put this like kind of thick black plastic over the covered wire, and that over the years just kind of falls off. And so wherever you leave the kick pad, there's just this kind of like mess of just little black shit. Yeah. I thought for sure that John, I agree with you. Licensing absolutely killed that. Licensing and everybody kind of getting sick of it. It being a yearly affair hurt it a lot.
Yeah.
Because I mean, like, I spend a lot of money on those sets. If they released it, like, if every couple of years they had a new Rock Band or something come out, updated, I probably would pick that up
Yeah.
just to get some use out of
But
those.
when it was yearly,
Yeah,
even
not even you.
sometimes bi-yearly, when they would have like the Metallica one or Aerosmith.
Yeah. Well, I mean, then you've got to figure you had Guitar Hero and Rock Band. So you were getting at least two of those a year, then the track packs and the Metallica. And I mean, like, when you got fucking Guitar Hero Van Halen scraping the bottom of the goddamn barrel.
Which I do have a copy of.
Of course you do. Didn't they give it away for free?
Yeah, it came with something.
Yeah, I think it was like you pre-ordered Metallica and you got Van Halen, or was it Aerosmith?
No, I think it was Metallica.
Because I think that's what, because I remember a friend of mine had it because he had pre-ordered Metallica and he was like, I don't fucking even care about Van Halen, but whatever.
Played it a couple times. It's got some good songs on it, but it's certainly not the Aerosmith or Metallica one. I certainly
I
didn't
think
feel ripped off for getting it for free.
I do remember the moment when everybody cried for the death of Rock Band, though. Rock Band Green Day.
Right.
When everybody's like, fucking sellouts.
Which, of course, they're sellouts. Everyone's a sellout eventually.
I remember half the internet screamed, fucking sellouts, and half the internet screamed, I like Green Day, I don't fucking care. And I'm in the middle like, I just don't want to fucking buy another one of these goddamn games. Like, I don't hate Green Day, and I don't hate them making money off their music, but I don't like them enough to give them $60 for this. End of the PS2 era is nigh, though.
Which I thought it was already dead, so.
It's a shame we never got the budget releases like we did with the PS1. Do you remember that? Towards the end of, like, mid to the end of the PS1's lifespan, when everybody started, like, you had the budget titles, the, like, slap together $10 new at Walmart budget release. And half of them were really terrible, but a few of them were really good.
Like Special Forces.
I played one, I can't remember the name of it. It was a dungeon crawler. I rented it from a movie gallery. God, that's a sentence that tells my age.
Movie gallery.
Rented. See kids, we got our demos on physical discs back then.
and they were actually the full game. If you were really good in a weekend, you could beat the game.
Remember when you used to get the demo discs in magazines?
God.
You don't even get that anymore. The magazines give, like, download codes. You put it in and just downloads the demo.
What magazines?
There's still a few out there. They're few and far between.
What, the, like, 3-page newsletter that is EGM now?
Oh, EGM. What a fall from grace that was. No, we never really got those kind of cheapo budget releases for PS2 like that, which is a shame, because I...
Well, I think that also came about because of, PlayStation 1 was, like, open source.
Yeah.
They had, like, that disc that you could buy that would let you program your own PS1 games.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the licensing rights for the PS1 were probably a lot cheaper, too, because it was a untested console at the time.
Yeah.
You remember the, like, just flood of schlock, right? Right at the beginning of PS1?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's why I didn't get one for several years, because I looked at, like, I'd go to the game store and see everything and just be like, what the fuck are these games? Who is buying these? And
now it's us.
Well, now it's you. I still don't buy that bullshit.
Oh, man. I saw somebody pointed out, I think it was Pat the NES Punk on his podcast. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with stores like GameStop now. Because as I just mentioned, they have like 500 PS2 discs sitting around gathering dust. They're gonna want to do something with them. They're not just gonna toss them or give them away or something. Your PS4 and your Xbox One don't have backwards compatibility either. So all those 360 discs you see in there and all those PS3 games in there you see, they're just gonna keep sitting around.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to have all this stock that they have given money for, especially to customers, just kind of sitting around that they can't do anything with.
But I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal. I mean, video games have been getting sold for 50 years.
But not on a scale like GameStop them have. Like a little game store, they could eat the loss, give them away for free, do a big sale, blah, blah, blah. GameStop doesn't have that mentality.
But I don't think it's going to hurt them.
No.
Because GameStop, like, what were they before? Like, EB Games?
Well, technically no, because GameStop and EB Games started as two different companies. EB was computer software at first. And that's definitely not a market that applies anymore.
Babbage's.
Yeah, oh, Babbage's. I remember, I didn't have either of those when we lived up north in the mall, which I can't remember the name of the mall now, and I'm trying. They had a software, etc.
Ah, yes, we had one of those.
Oh, yes, and it was just rows of computer software.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, like I said, these, like, game stores have been around for decades now, and every generation, they're left with stock left over, so I don't think it's going to hurt them. Of course, it is
we'll
a much
see.
Slimmer market now.
Yeah.
But...
Well, I mean, they're also going to be competing with Amazon, eBay,
mm-hmm.
Thrift stores. I mean, like I said, I went and got a stack of games. I've actually got them right here. To give you an idea, I got Lair for PS3 for buck something. I've already taken all the price stickers off of these. Basically, I got three games and I paid $10.
I think you got ripped off.
Nah.
Anyway.
Anyway. But if you want a copy of any Guitar Hero game for the PS2.
Yeah, run down to your local EB. And
EB or GameStop.
I said EB. There's no EBs anymore.
Well, there are. GameStop just owned. It was so fucking weird because GameStop bought EB, but then they kept all of EB's practices, which were, I mean, like, GameStop's practices are shitty, but EB's are fucking redundant. Just fucking buy your games off Amazon. Or if you have, like, a little mom-and-pop game store nearby.
Chris has a history with game stores. He doesn't want you buying stuff from them.
They are ridiculously overpriced for the most part.
They are. There's not a whole lot of reason. I mean, even, like, with the consoles now that have, like, new games just released through their own libraries, and you download them onto your console, like, there's very little reason to actually go into a game store anymore.
Right. I mean, that, like me, I'm weird. I still prefer physical media. I want something I can own and I can put on a shelf. Like, I mean,
Like that buggy whip you have.
Yes.
You fucking old man.
In my day, you owned content. You saw Matt and I had a conversation about that, right? There's a big Konami sale on PlayStation Network right now of like Castlevania and Metal Gear Solid games. The problem is, like, the prices that the games are on sale for are still higher than you can buy a physical copy of the game for on eBay or something.
Right.
I was like, huge fucking Konami sale for games you can get a lower price on for a physical copy. Give us your money now, please. Matt said, only hipsters actually want hard copies of their games.
It's true.
And then I said, I guess I'm a hipster then. He said, you can't own content. Fucking goddamn. I love physical media. I just want discs I can put on display.
I had that conversation with Robert when I was living in Australia because he had some band that he likes was releasing their new album like iTunes only, and he was all upset that they want a CD though. Like, why the fuck do you want a CD for? What are you gonna
I
do
just
with the
like.
CD? You're gonna load it in your computer, you're gonna throw the CD on the shelf and never look at it again. So why don't you just get it onto your computer? Well, I'd like to actually have the disc. You fucking old man.
For that, I can understand. I couldn't tell you the last time I bought a CD. I couldn't tell you the last time I bought music.
I actually paid for me.
That's the most unsettling part of that story. He paid money for that?
I admit that I still pay music, but it's like if it's a band or a musician that.
I have to like it. I bought the Florence and the Machine album a few years ago, God, there was one other I bought just like on a whim. I went out and bought a couple CDs, but I have to like them.
Well, obviously, why would you spend money
Well,
on music that you don't like? I hate
I
this
need to.
band, but damn it, I'm gonna buy their album.
Fuck you for starters. I want to like hear the song, or I want to hear the CD and know I like the CD. I don't want to pay like whatever outrageous price the CD costs now and get two tracks I like.
You know, it's like I'll buy albums if it's sort of like an independent deal. If it's like a big band that has a record company behind them, then I will acquire it.
To steal a term I use quite often.
Yes. But if it's just someone that I found on like YouTube or something and they're like, "Please buy my album," then sure, I'll go to iTunes or whatever and buy it if I like their stuff.
Support shit you like.
Yes.
That's what I always say. That's what the real pirates have always said. Support piracy, buy what you like. I'll stand by that. What? One last thing, Mike. Breaking news. Just got put out a few hours ago.
Breaking just put out a few hours ago. You mean a couple days ago?
Guys, I'm gonna blow your
Because this
mind.
is Friday afternoon.
I'm gonna blow your mind, guys. It's not actually Friday.
Kayfabe, brother.
I wish this was a video podcast, so every time I said I didn't mean to kayfabe you, brother, I could just like flash that picture of Sting and Joseph Parks.
You do put the clips up on YouTube, so you could do that.
I do. Netflix, you know Netflix is doing a sequel to Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. Hidden Dragon?
Hidden Dragon?
Hidden. That's the German version. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Crouching Tiger.
Crouching.
Also, we're four.
Dick jokes.
Crouching Tiger.
So Netflix has a deal to produce a sequel to Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, which I'm sure isn't at all like way too late to release a sequel to a 10-year-old
It's only a
kind of
15-year-old fucking movie. Why not?
sequel to a 15-year-old niche movie. Whatever. They have just announced four new original movies. They have not announced any details of the movies, but they have announced who is starring in all four
I
of them.
saw that they want Adam Sandler to be in their movies.
They've signed him. He it's
Oh.
a he's gonna do four Netflix exclusive movies.
Well, Netflix, it was fun, but now you're gonna go bankrupt making these fucking movies that no one wants to see.
I feel like this is the best news Adam Sandler's gotten in a long time because now nobody has to pick apart how fucking terrible his box office numbers are.
Yeah.
Hey, remember Blended?
Blended?
Exactly. It came out like last year.
I'm looking it
That
up
was the
now.
Adam Sandler Drew Barrymore reunion movie after they did those two movies that everybody loved. Well,
All right.
that one movie that everybody loved and then that other movie that everybody said they loved, but I don't think anybody actually saw.
Right, because they did The Wedding Singer,
And 50 First
50
Dates.
First Dates. I
That's what society has become. Every 10 years, you get a new Adam Sandler, Drew Barrymore movie.
I do
I
remember
can't.
seeing the trailer for this and making some comment about them being like the new Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan and then never saying another thing about it.
I can't wait for another like 3 decades when they decide they need to do like a serious drama, as they're both in like their 80s.
Yeah,
It's
that's
been
coming.
fun, Netflix.
Darker, more serious Adam Sandler. It's only taken him 40 fucking years.
He's done a few quote unquote dramas.
What, Spanglish? Fuck off.
Punch Drunk Love.
I never saw
Of course you didn't. It had a plot. No, it didn't. It was an Adam Sandler movie. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Bye.
What should they go watch after this, Mike?
What should you watch after the podcast?
Yes.
Happy Gilmore.
No, you should go watch Super Sentai Single Shots or Mortal Kombat.
With our new executive producer, Matt.
Matt's our executive producer on everything. I think if you want to watch this show, you should leave a comment or tweet us. I've got a great idea for a show called Matt Rogers Executive Producer. And basically what it is once a week we call Matt and we're like, you know what would really help the podcast? We need this. And we just come up with some like weird fucking thing. Like we don't actually need it. We just come up with this weird fucking thing. And then it follows Matt as he tries to find out where to get this.
He wouldn't do it.
Money. Either that or we need to bring the old Matt at the movies concept back to life. I can't fucking talk.
Matt at the
Matt at
movies.
the movies concept back to life. That's an inside joke that Tarv will appreciate. I'm betting even Matt is going to, for a minute, be like, Matt at the movie, what the f oh!
Speaking of executive producers that don't do anything and like forgotten projects. Do you find it weird that our friend like got quote fired the same month that his new website was supposed to go into beta testing?
I'm not discussing the trolls on the air. Have a good week, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Go watch Mortal Kombat. Or better yet, go watch Super Sentai. I feel like Mortal Kombat is the slightly less painful experience for me. Or Super Sentai? Fuck it. I'm tired.
Mortal
Fuck
Kombat
it.
is the best experience for me.
You're a dick. You're a dick.
I win.
I'm going to tie you to a chair and force you to watch the Adam Sandler movies and the Angry Birds movie back to back one day. It's going to be like a new form of torture. You're going to beg me for mercy. See you guys next week.